You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey AppleViz users, it's Toomey, and today I'm going to be demonstrating Pocket Recorder, a $10 app on the App Store that is fully accessible with VoiceOver. Again, it is fully accessible with VoiceOver and is $10 on the App Store. Before jumping into the app, I want to discuss a few things. First of all, this app may crash maybe about 20% or 30% of the time, but most of the time it really works well, so I don't guarantee that it will crash. So, and then another thing that I want to mention before jumping in, if you find this podcast is not helpful, and I hope you do find it helpful, but if you don't, you can always go into the settings screen in the app, and you can take a look at the tutorial and learn about all the features by yourself. So, if you find this not helpful, then just look at the tutorial. We're going to open up Pocket Recorder, and I want to show you the settings first. Then we're going to record something, then we're going to edit the recording title. We're going to learn how to play the recordings. We're going to check out the Upload to Dropbox section. We are also going to check out the Delete button. Then we are going to check out the recordings list. So that's how it's going to go. So let's open up Pocket Recorder.
Pocket Recorder.
There we go. Okay, so let's double tap.
Pocket Recorder.
So it's opening.
Pocket Recorder. Record button.
And the element VoiceOver will focus on is the record button. So it will move its focus to the record button once you open the app, which means you can simply just double tap and start recording. But we are not going to start recording yet, because first I'm going to go into the settings.
List. Settings.
Double tap on the settings button. The settings button is in the top left corner.
Back button.
So there's a back button to take us back to the start screen.
Unlink Dropbox button.
You can unlink and link your Dropbox account. When your Dropbox account is linked to Dropbox, you can choose if you want Pocket Recorder to automatically upload your recordings to Dropbox by simply flicking right to the next option in the settings.
Auto upload new recordings to Dropbox. Switch button off.
The default is on, but I turned it off. So if you want Pocket Recorder to automatically upload recordings to Dropbox, turn it on. If you want to do it manually, then turn it off. Let's flick right.
Play alert sound when recording starts and ends. Switch button on.
We can choose if you want Pocket Recorder to play an alert sound when the recording starts and when it ends. That is currently on by default. I left that alone.
Vibrate phone when recording starts and ends. Switch button on.
You can choose if you want your iPhone to vibrate when the recording starts and ends. If you have an iPad, obviously no effect will happen. So turning this off, on, off, you know, nothing will happen. There will be no difference.
Show tutorial button.
Show tutorial. Like I said in the beginning, there's a tutorial button here. And if you double tap on here, you can look at all the instructions. And there's no having to flick left or flick right to move to the previous or next page. All you have to do is just double tap your way through. So let's flick right.
Delete all recordings button.
You can choose to delete all the recordings at once. So if you have like a bajillion recordings, then just double tap on this delete all recordings button, and a confirmation alert will pop up, and then you can choose if you want to proceed with the transaction or cancel the transaction. Let's flick right.
Version 1.0.1 build 19.
The version is 1.0.1 and the build is 19. Let's go back. Back is in the top left.
Back button. Back settings.
Double tap button. And we're back at the start screen. So we're going to record something.
Record button.
And let's try some beatboxing. I'm going to do some dubstep and see how that works out.
Record button. Double tap to stop.
So I just recorded dubstep.
Edit recorded C.
And now
selected.
Hold on. I'm gonna clear this. Why isn't my keyboard popping up?
Delete button.
Okay, hold on.
Upload to drop back CC heading.
Oh, actually I named it CC. Not funny. I'm gonna try that again.
Edit recording title. CC. Edit record cap I. Done edit. See back button. Back. Done
there
editing. Edit recording time. Predict. I. O. P. L. P.
Yeah, I accidentally named it P, CC, so we're gonna name it. We're
delete.
Gonna delete the C's, which are already all deleted, and we're gonna call this dubstep.
R.
Dubstep beatbox.
Romy. D. D. Y. U. U. F. V. B. B. S. S. G. Y. T. T. W. E. E. I. O. P. L. P. P. Space. Dubstep. B. 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 W. E. E. A. A. F. R. T. T. C. V. B. B. J. I. O. 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 S. Z. S. X. X.
And then you can tap the done button on your keyboard, or you can go to the top and tap the done editing recording title associated with the app.
Done.
So double tap on that.
Done.
There we go.
Back dubstep beatbox.
So on the dubstep beatbox options menu, we have
play button.
Play it.
Edit recording title. Dubstep beatbox. Text
we
field.
We can edit the recording title.
15 seconds, August 26th, 3:12 p.m.
Tells us how long the recording was, the date that the recording was created on, and the time that the recording was created at.
Upload to Dropbox button.
You can upload it to Dropbox.
Delete button.
Or delete it.
Delete. Back dubstep.
So
beatbox.
I'm going to go
play.
To play
button.
And we're going to double tap.
Dubstep beatbox. Back button. Stop. Pause. Button,
and on the screen, while the recording is being played, you have
stop, button,
stop,
resume, button,
resume slash pause.
7 seconds, 45%.
And then you have a little bar where you can adjust how far you're into the recording or how far you're back in the recording. So
resume, stop. Button.
The two toggle buttons. Stop will turn into play once you press it, and resume will turn into pause once you resume the recording, and pause will turn into resume once you pause the recording. So, how does this adjuster work? Well, we're going to stop this recording and start from the beginning.
Stop. But stop. Play.
And then
0 seconds, 0%.
So it's all the way at zero, and then we're going to simply tap play.
Play. Pause.
You're going to go down
0 seconds, 6%.
To where it says 0 seconds, 6%. You're going to double tap and hold.
7 seconds, 45%.
And you can drag left or right with
six
one
seconds,
finger, with your finger held on the screen. So I'm scrolling back.
3 seconds, 6 seconds, 8 seconds, 6 seconds, 3 seconds, 3 seconds, 23%. Pause. Pause.
So as you can see, I went backward to 3 seconds. We're going to go forwards now.
8, resume. But pause. 8 seconds, 56%. 9 seconds, 13, 15, 15 seconds, 15
okay.
Seconds, 100%.
It's all the way at the end, so that's going forward and backward. Now we're going to go back.
Dubstep beatbox. Back button.
And we're going to look at uploading to Dropbox.
Dubstep, dub, play, edit, record, 15, upload to Dropbox, upload to Dropbox.
So when you tap the upload to Dropbox button, we're not actually going to upload to Dropbox, but I'm going to show you. When you tap
back
it,
button.
Usually what will happen, since my Wi-Fi is off, I can't do it, but usually what will happen is there will be a Dropbox screen that will pop up, allowing you to name the file. With the extension at the end, And then you can choose the folder that you want it to go in, or you can just put it in your apps folder if you have voice notes connected, if you have Pocket Recorder connected with your Dropbox. So, yeah, so let's go back.
Back button.
Hold on.
Back settings button.
And I want to show you how to delete. So we're going to go to the recordings list on the way.
List. Back button.
So in the recordings list, you have your recordings.
Search field.
You have a search field in case, you know, you have a bajillion recordings and you have to scroll through all of it. So
Dubstep Beatbox.
Let's say we wanted to delete this recording. Let's say we didn't like it, we didn't want it anymore, so we're just going to delete it. You're going to double tap on the recording.
Dubstep Beatbox.
Go all the way to the bottom button. And there will be a delete button. When you double tap on it.
Alert. Are you sure you want to delete this recording?
A little alert will pop up confirming if you want to delete the recording or not. You can
cancel
it
button.
Or
delete.
You can just simply button. Delete it. We're going to delete it just to kind of show you how that works.
Delete. 7. August 25th.
So once you delete the recording, you are taken to the spot that you were at. So let's say if I deleted a recording when I was just looking at it, like if I named it and then I was just playing it and then all of a sudden I want to delete it. If I deleted it, I'll be taken back to the starting screen, not the list. But since the list was the place where I accessed the recording, that's where I'll be taken to instead.
Back button.
So Pocket Recorder is really useful. I recommend downloading it if you, you know, need something easier than those high gadget recorders, like those high feature recorders. So if you're looking for something simple and easy to use, then Pocket Recorder is your app to go to. This ends this AppleVisc podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you later in the next podcast. Peace!
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVisc community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevisc.com.